Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take this out of the superstars in like Bobby Wood Jr., Patrick Mahomes, national impact, but like what we consider to be a star in the NFL level. We know who the Chiefs stars are. They have been Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones. I personally, and if somebody wants to argue, I'll listen. I would put Trent McDuffie in that regard, as in I think he is one of the two best players at his position in the sport and across the sport. Everyone respects him as one of the better defensive players in the league. But if it's not those, so let's leave out Trent McDuffie for now because I'm putting him in that category. Who is the guy who's most likely to be the next star level player in the NFL? Do I have to go to the rookies? Do I have to go Josh Simmons and just take all upside? Do I have to go Smith and go all upside at running back? George Karloftis?
There's nobody in the backfield.
Like, I mean, I'm curious what everyone thinks the answer is, 913-586-7965, because I think George might actually be my answer. He takes one more half step forward in a contract year, Gold, and he goes to 12 to 14 sacks, and I understand he's got an option year, so it's not technically a contract year, but he'd be looking for an extension. 12 to 14 sacks, 13 to 15 sacks, considering where he was picked in the first round, considering the team he plays for, I think he's got the best shot of doing it because he could immediately ring himself in there. At left tackle, you better be one of the three best left tackles. They better talk about your ass like you're Trent Williams or Penei Sewell. And that's it, Gold. Those are the only ones I'm going to mention here. You better join that category if you're going to be like a star at that position.
The only left tackles that are household names are like the top three in the sport. That's it.
Is there a third besides the two I mentioned right now? Maybe three at the best moment.
That's it. Like, that's just how that position works. So I don't think you can say that even if you think Simmons is going to be great. Karloftis, it requires him, taking the leap, Cody, to being a 12 or 13 sack guy for him to become a household star type of name. Also, if that happens, he's about to get a massive contract, and I'll be interested to see what they would plan on doing long-term with him and whether or not he's someone that they actually get a long-term deal done with. For me, I'll go to the wide receiver room, though. I'll stay away from the backfield. I don't think that exists there, unfortunately. The wide receiver room, based off of just what we saw in a glimpse of it, Rashee Rice. Now, that requires him, of course.
I wasn't sure if you're going to say him or Worthy on Twitch. Why not said Worthy?
Yeah, I think it's Rice. I think he's the more complete package. Now, it requires Rice, of course, staying out of trouble. It requires him staying healthy. All that has to take place. Is he going to get suspended this year? Is he not going to get suspended this year? But I think we were both convinced with the way he started last year, he was going to be a 1,400-yard receiver last year.
The way it was going, it was barreling for the Chiefs.
With Patrick Mahomes, if you tell me you're a 1,400-yard receiver on a team that's got a chance every year to win a Super Bowl, that's how you take the next step to where you're on that level. Now, I'm not saying he's ever going to be in the category of Jefferson or Chase or... No, that's not what I'm saying. But can he be viewed as a... Can he be a top 15 receiver in football one day? Maybe.
And then you are a wide receiver, kind of in that category.
That's the ceiling.
Opinion. If you're one of the 10 or 15 best wide receivers,
really?
You're a household name.
Household name, yeah. But I guess I have a... Not to get into like tier stuff, but like I think even within that, there's subsets of it. Like I view, Jefferson...
They're like S tier in your mind.
Yeah, Jefferson and Chase,
Jamar
are,
Chase, and like, I don't know, that might be it.
Those two in particular, but are I guess on a different level.
Sure, but if I'm saying that, then my answer is probably like no one on the roster, okay. Right? Like,
if I go
that far, it's like Rashee would be the only one who even had a chance.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he can be a top 15 wide receiver, which would make him a star.
Yeah,
Jamar
I agree.
Chase and Justin Jefferson are
superstar. I think that there's a difference. And I think that's I did kind of intentionally choose my words, Gold, because if I had said superstar, I'm not even sure Trent McDuffie belongs in that conversation yet. Because like there's some part of like this, and some of it is like the reserved personality part, as silly as it is. Trent McDuffie is thoughtful and smart, and I always think like kind of quiet and like not a braggadocious player, because he's such a good cover guy. He doesn't get 90 picks a year. He doesn't act the way like Marcus Peters acted or Jalen Ramsey or Sauce Gardner. Like some of those players like have a bigger personality, Gold. And so like some part of being a superstar in a lot of ways also involves what you are going back to saying with Jack Caglione, right. You got to have that. But star-level player.
McDuffie's already a star-level player.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I think he already deserves to be a part of that conversation. I think they got four. And I'll go ahead and lump Travis Kelce in there because he gets the legacy honor, at least for now. And we'll see what his statistical season brings this year. The backfield is the interesting one because you just be Hail Mary.
No.
It's not a 0%
really?
For the seventh round guy, but it's like 1%. Because it's running back, right? Running backs come out of nowhere, whatever, but it's like 1%, half a percent.
Yeah, running backs come out of nowhere and can be nice backs, but running backs usually don't come out of nowhere and become superstars or stars even, Cody. Like Isaiah Pacheco, really nice running back. I think he's going to have close to 1,000 yards. I think he'll get back to that. He'll be a 900-yard receiver.
But a running back, you better be.
Really nice receiver, running back. But look at the guys that were drafted this year, even. I'm not saying every single one's going to pan out, but you go and you look at Hampton, Ashton Jeanty. Like, Ashton Jeanty can be a star or a superstar. He's a guy that might rush for 1,400 yards.
Yeah, an immediate household name. Running backs, they come and go, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be household name for, like, 48 months, and then maybe you're done, right? I mean, give or take, like you said with Ashton Jeanty, but like with Pacheco, if he gets 1,000 yards, well, he's just like a back. He's fine.
And Smith, I mean,
I said it's a half a percent.
If you
chance.
Told me Smith ended up over the next 3 years averaging nine, you know, just as that Pacheco 900, it's a huge win. It's a seventh round pick again.
Again, that's the weirdest part about
the ceiling is still low, in my opinion. That's all.
I agree, but I guess part of that is like I think Chiefs fans are a little blinded by the recent success that Brett Veach has had in the fourth rounds or later. And look, I'm not saying his hit rate's not going to be better. It is, clearly, because he's already better at hitting at those spots than most people. What they got out of Pacheco is a massive hit in the seventh round. Just what they've gotten so far.
Sure.
In the seventh round at running back, that's a massive hit. And so, like, if they even, yeah, like you said, if they got that level, fine. To assume that it has the potential to be better than that, I mean,
I can't get
like
that.
I said, 1% chance. I didn't say it's zero.
Yeah.
Because I'm not crazy. And again, running backs come from lots of different locations. Although I'll point out recently,
I mean,
most of the star running backs in the league right now, where the hell were they taken? Derrick Henry was taken early. Saquon was taken early. Christian McCaffrey was taken early. A lot of the star running backs in the NFL right now, man, those dudes were taken like first round. Maybe second round if you want to lump in guys over the last 2 years like Jonathan Taylor or some others who have at some point been considered some of the best running backs in the league.
Like I like Bucky Irving, right? He was a fourth round pick, but he's 1,100 yard, like, and he's a star. He's a star back in the league, but he's not on the level, of course, as
the guys I just mentioned.
You just mentioned, and that's fine. Yeah. You don't have to be on that level, but it's just kind of interesting to follow.
Gibbs was taken really early. I mean, I don't. It's just like. Anymore, it seems like, even if you love, like, Bijan had a great year, it's like, even if you go back and look at that, some of the best fantasy running backs or some of the best running backs from last year, I mean, they were taken early. Getting production out of a seventh-round pick at all is a win. The Chiefs would just do it so often, we just assume when they take this guy, and, like, it always goes back to the same thing. It's like, if they loved him so much, I mean, think about all the other times they could have taken him. They let, like, 47 running backs come off the board, and they just knew that guy was going to be available
that's all Puka
in the
Nakua
seventh
thing
round. Like, I struggle with that.
That's the Puka Nakua thing.
They thought he was
with
a fit,
the Rams.
But they didn't think he was going to be that.
Puka Nakua, the Rams, it was the fifth round, and they even passed on him twice in the fifth round and then took him. So
that's
like this,
crazy.
It's
that's
a Brock
crazy.
Purdy thing, too. Like, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, now he got a huge contract. The 49ers, like, yeah, they liked him enough to take him in the seventh round, but acting like they knew he was going to be that. No, absolutely not. And that's fine. But like the 49ers did not think he could be something really, really special. Otherwise, he would have been drafted much higher. They would have made sure that nobody else had a chance to draft him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.